In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this glorious day, we are called to contemplate the adoration that the three wise men paid to our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Gospel tells us that, guided by a star, they were able to find the place where the Lord was. And entering into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And falling down on their knees, they adored him. And opening their treasures, they offered him three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These gifts were not given by chance, but they have a very profound reason to be. First of all, these gifts have a dogmatic signification, because they teach us what we have to believe about our Lord Jesus Christ. Gold was an offering made to kings, and it's offered to Christ as a proclamation of his royalty. He is king, not only the king of Israel, but the king of all nations. Frankincense was an offering made to God, and it is offered to our Lord as a confession of his divinity. He is God, consubstantial with the Father and the Holy Ghost. And myrrh was used to embalm the dead, and it's offered to the Lord as a confession of his humanity, and also as a prophecy of his future passion and death for our salvation. So we can see in the gifts of the wise men a clear profession of faith. Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, true God and true man, who came to die for our salvation. This was the faith which the wise men professed by their gifts. And this is the faith that the Church upholds and will keep until the end of times. But these gifts do not intend to teach us only about what we ought to believe, because our religion does not stand on faith alone. The wise men were not Lutherans, for sure. But together with the dogma of faith, the gifts of the wise men intend to teach us about what we have to do, about the works we are to accomplish in order to serve God well. So gold, frankincense, and myrrh bear a moral signification besides the dogmatic one that we have just seen. The gift of myrrh represents the mortification of the flesh that we all are called to offer to the Lord. My brethren, we are all obliged by divine precept, to do penance. And there is no man on earth who could place himself outside of this obligation. Fasting, abstinence, mortification of the flesh are things which can never be put aside in the life of a true Christian. Penance is not only during Lent. There is no Christ without cross. There is no Christian without penance. Mortification has to be a component of our daily life. However, when we talk about the myrrh of mortification, we intend to talk about the sacrifices we choose, but without forgetting about the sacrifices we do not choose. You know that sometimes we are not the ones who decide what we will offer to Christ. Sometimes He decides for us. What I mean is that sometimes providence itself provides us with a penance. For example, when we have to go through a sickness, or when we have to suffer pain, anything that makes us suffer can become an offering pleasing to God if we decide to suffer it for the love of God. So our Lord wants to receive it from us, the myrrh of our mortification. The gift of gold represents the good works that we all are called to offer to the Lord through our neighbor. My brethren, our religion is not only about avoiding evil, but it is above all about doing good. We are not only called to stay away from sin, but also to do good works. St. James the Apostle said that faith without works is dead. And there are so many good works that we can do. You know the corporal works of mercy, to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to visit the sick or those in prison, and to bury the dead. We all are called to perform such works. Who does not know someone who needs help? Who does not know a sick person to visit? However, some people will always try to find excuses, not to perform such acts. That's the reality. But even in this case, when someone would not be able to perform a corporal work of mercy, we cannot forget about the spiritual works of mercy, which we can accomplish even without leaving our own house. So there can be no justification at all for not doing a good work every day. And the spiritual works of mercy are to admonish the sinner, to instruct the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful, to bear wrongs patiently, to forgive offenses willingly, to comfort the afflicted, and to pray for the living and the dead. So many things that we can do. And our Lord wants to receive from us the gold of our good works. And finally, the gift of frankincense represents prayer. My brethren, we all have the duty to pray every day. And every day means every day. Not from time to time. Not on Sundays and holidays, but every day. But how can I say it? We are lazy. We make time for everything, but for prayer. Prayer is the most important thing that we have to do in our lives. And yet, it is the first thing we put aside when we get busy. It shows how blind we are in the real understanding of things. We have to pray first of all because prayer honors God. And that would be enough of a reason. But how can we forget the fact that we are in need of so many graces? How can we forget that we live amidst so many dangers for the body and the soul? How can we forget that we need to pray in order to have the protection and the blessings of God? Without a prayer, we cannot stand in the state of grace for too long. Because without a prayer, we become weak. And when we are weak, we cannot fight against the enemies of our salvation. It is a snowball effect, which begins with lack of prayer. We have to change our lives and give priority to prayer. Because our Lord wants to receive from us every day the frankincense of our prayers. Remember what the Apostle St. Paul says. He says that everything written in the Scriptures was written for our instruction. So as we have seen, the gifts of the wise men are to instruct us about what we have to believe, but also about what we have to do in order to be pleasing to God. And we learn that our Lord expects from us every day the same gifts that He received from the three wise men. Our Lord expects from each one of us the myrrh of mortification, the gold of good works, and the frankincense of prayer. So we have to examine our conscience and see if we are being complete in the way we serve our Lord. It cannot be only frankincense without myrrh. It cannot be only gold without frankincense. But if we realize that we have been missing something, may it be gold, frankincense, or myrrh. So it's time for us to add what is missing in our lives in order to please God completely. Not halfway, but completely. He has taught us the way to please Him. And if we don't do it, it is our fault. So let us follow the example of the three wise men and offer to our Lord gold, frankincense, and myrrh every day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.